The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 464.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the founder of Artie's Obsessions, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Rach Demar. Rach, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Sure. Thank you, Sheena, for having me. I really appreciate it. And it's like Sheena mentioned, my name is Rach Demar. I am the founder, I guess, or the writer behind the fashion and lifestyle blog, Artie's Obsession. So my blog started as an outlet for my creativity, you know, talking about my love for fashion, but has more recently, it's kind of evolved a little bit more, and I've turned it into also a mixture of a young woman cancer advocacy, just because more in the past year, some, I guess, incident or I guess health issues have come arise from that, and I can talk more about that in a bit. Also, I'm in Chicago. I currently reside in Chicago, born and raised, so I have a lot of Chicago pride. And aside from my blog, I also am what you call a data acquisition consultant, so I pretty much, to sum it, I manage kind of like your top bank's data portfolio before they go out on credit reports.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Rach, what's your cultural background?
Yeah, so I'm Filipino. I guess to be more specific, I am the first generation Filipino American in my family. So my parents immigrated from the Philippines in the 80s. And like most people, I guess they immigrated so that they can live a better life here in the U.S.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
So there are two. I mean, I am a big proponent in quotes, so it was hard to narrow it down. So these are the two quotes. And the first one is, I'm thankful for my struggle because without it, I wouldn't have stumbled across my strength. And this one, I'm actually not quite sure who it's from. I randomly came across it and it just kind of stuck with me. And then the second favorite one is actually one that I actually put in my blog. It is, close your eyes and imagine the best version of you possible. That's who you really are. Let go of any part of you that doesn't believe it. And that's by Sia Assad.
Awesome. Well, thanks for both quotes. I think they're great, especially learning that our struggles actually, you know, shape us to who we are as a person, especially when it comes to confidence, right? Just because we're always gonna, you know, have new challenges, have new obstacles, but it's our strength that helps us keep going, keep on getting back up when we fall down. So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Self-confidence is, to me, is believing in yourself. Believing everything that you are, believing what you are capable of, staying true to yourself. Understand that whatever makes you unique and all your quirkiness is actually what makes you a great person. And then also understanding your own strength, because what most people don't realize is that you're actually more powerful than you think you are.
That's a great definition. I love how you mentioned, you know, to understand, like, talking about quirkiness, because we're all sometimes ashamed of it, but really it's what makes us the person who we are, right? What makes people gravitate to us. So thanks for sharing that. And, you know, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Before my discovery of self-confidence, I always felt like I was chasing. Like, I'm always running for something. I felt like I had to achieve something either. I mean, I used to be a long-distance runner, so I always felt like I had to be the best runner. In my current role, I always felt like I had to get to that promotion. And then, in general, I just felt like I had to be number one at something. And at the same time, like when I reached like a certain milestone, I felt like I never made it. So I would create another, I guess, goal to reach another milestone. And I guess all in all, it's good to like have goals to achieve, I personally just never felt satisfied. So that's what I meant by chasing. I kind of felt like I was chasing to be the next best thing. And what I never really realized is that I never actually appreciated what I just accomplished. You know, some of the things that we all accomplish are actually a big deal and we just take it for granted.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something we all can relate to, right? We're always chasing the next big thing, or we just feel like we're not adequate enough. So we keep on, you know, going to the next level. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But when you're doing it for the wrong reasons, it's not going to help you, right? Because it tells, you know, that you feel like you're not enough. You feel like you need approval. And really you don't. You're more than enough. You're more powerful. You know, whatever you do in life is going to rock, whether no matter how big or small it is. And, you know, it's great that you're able to share this with us. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized, you know, you were more than enough to be, you know, the person that you are today to do these amazing things? What was that aha moment?
Well said. Yes, you basically said everything that was going through my head. So my aha moment that kind of changed my mindset from the whole I'm chasing after the next big thing was actually a little over a year ago, maybe more a year and a half ago. And it's unfortunate that I had to figure out my aha moment in these circumstances. But like I said, I mentioned earlier, your struggles kind of help you define your strength. And so early last year, I was actually diagnosed with breast cancer, and it was definitely unexpected, and knowing what my treatment plan is was tough to hear. But in the middle of my chemo was actually when I realized my strength, and I've never had that time where I ever felt more better about myself. I felt awesome. Cancer is terrifying, but I wasn't scared of it because I believed in myself. And because I believed in myself, I knew I can beat it. So realizing this newfound confidence made me notice and appreciate myself more, and that I never really appreciated myself before I was diagnosed. There are many things in my life that I can't do or wish I can do. And a lot of that stuff I was able to do, so, or if not, be awesome at it pre-cancer. So now I learn to appreciate everything I'm capable of doing or accomplish. You know, for instance, if there's a day I can get up without any body aches or pain, to me, that's a successful day. And to me, I think that's awesome. So I've learned to appreciate everything that I am capable of and able to do.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's unfortunate that happened to you, but every situation that we have in life, you know, we always can think what good can come out of this, right? And people who've been diagnosed with cancer have been able to, you know, do amazing things because they want to make that change in the world, right? Kind of like what you did, and appreciate every little thing. I know sometimes living in countries like the US and Canada, we take every single thing for granted. But, you know, it's great that you can still go out there and keep moving despite of, you know, what has happened to you. And because of that, what's your life been like now?
Like I said, everything was just embracing everything. And I mean, I'll still admit I'm still in a constant process of discovery, because I think every day is kind of like a learning experience. And so I'm just learning to love every step of my journey. Right now, I'm in the process of trying to recover and just trying to appreciate every milestone that I achieve in my current cancer treatment. So even though it's still a work in progress, I'm still learning to love myself more, appreciating what I'm doing. I mean, life is short. Life can completely change the next day. So I'm just enjoying the ride. Time is precious. So we have to learn to make the most out of it. And I like to put it this way, there's no time for not believing in yourself.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love that line that you mentioned, there's no time for not believing in yourself. I think it's so true, right? Especially as women, we overanalyze everything and feel like we're never enough, not realizing we are so much more than enough to go out there and just get it. So thanks for sharing that. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
Yes. And here's one I think sometimes we forget, we get caught up with our day-to-day and our ambitions and goals. And so one thing I like to say is, like, love yourself and be you. And once you learn to love yourself and be you, I think that self-confidence kind of comes hand in hand. You learn to be proud of who you are, and don't compare. You know, think about your own progress and where you're at, and embrace your own personal accomplishments. I always like to tell myself, like, always remember to never compare your beginning to someone else's middle.
Thanks for sharing that. And those are great tips. And Rach, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, check out your blog. Is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, definitely. So my blog is, like I said, where I mostly focus on. And it's called Ardy's Obsessions. It's www.rdsobsessions.com. ions.com. And that's where, I mean, it's mainly fashion and lifestyle, but like I said, I kind of want to be an advocate for a young woman, especially diagnosed with cancer. So I get more raw about my experience as I get more comfortable with it. So there's that. Definitely presence in social media, Instagram. It's my username is Ardule, so it's like my maiden name, R Dulay. Facebook, also I'm present, and it's facebook.com/rdsobsessions. You can find me on Pinterest. It's under my blog name. And then for Twitter, I'm learning to become more acclimated with Twitter. So I'm not as active as I would like to be, but I always love getting messages on Twitter. And that username is RLDULAY. So RLDULAY.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Rach, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Rach's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just really want to thank Rach today for taking the time to share her story with us and tips on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Of course. No, thank you. I really appreciate it. It was such a pleasure being part of this.
Thanks again. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Sign up for our free membership site to get more amazing resources for self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.